Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. A newly published report from the Iowa Inspector General says there were several shortcomings in the treatment of a Davenport veteran who committed suicide last year. Brandon Ketchum was deployed 3 times during his military service and was being treated for PTSD by the Veterans Affairs Office in Iowa City when he died. According to the report and Ketchum's last Facebook post, he had asked to be admitted to the hospital the day before he killed himself, but was told it was at capacity. Ketchum's psychiatrist reported he did not show additional signs of distress that would call for him to be admitted to a hospital. The report adds that if a psychiatrist was aware of Ketchum's history of suicidal thoughts and attempts, his doctor would have admitted him to a community hospital. The general's report offers several recommendations, including the VA more closely follow policies regarding follow-ups, update mental health treatment plans, and ensure each veteran has a case coordinator. The report specifies that it's difficult to tell whether or not the shortcomings in these processes at the Iowa VA contributed to Ketchum's death. And an Iraq War veteran and former congressional candidate has decided to run for Iowa Secretary of State. Jim Maurer, a Democrat, grew up on a farm in Boone County, but now lives in Des Moines. While deployed in Iraq in 2006, he encouraged members of his unit to vote and helped them request absentee ballots and send them back to be counted. Maurer currently works for a human services agency in Des Moines and teaches political ideology at Grandview University. He also worked at the Pentagon, overseeing the Army Office of Business Transformation.
My background at the Pentagon, overseeing business transformation, is exactly what needs to happen in the Secretary of State's office. Is we need to do this more efficiently and effectively. We need to modernize our IT systems, our voting systems. The Secretary's office also handles business licensing. Iowa is way behind other states on that front as well. So there's a lot of really good work that needs to be done.
Maurer objects to a new election law signed by the governor in May. It requires voters to present a government form of identification, such as a driver's license, and the early voting period will be 29 days instead of 40. The 31-year-old met with the Clinton County Auditor this week, along with many other auditors across the state. Maurer has run for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives twice, but lost both times. And U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue will visit the Quad Cities this weekend. He's on a 5-state tour called Back to Our Roots to talk to people about the 2018 Farm Bill and how to help rural areas. On Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Perdue plans to take a tour of the Iowa building at the Mississippi Valley Fair in Davenport. It showcases STEM education related to agriculture. The secretary also plans to participate in a farm safety demonstration. Perdue, a former governor of Georgia, has already stopped in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and central Iowa. On Monday, the Back to Our Roots tour is scheduled to visit a farm in Rochester, Illinois, where he'll meet the state agriculture director and members of the Illinois Farm Bureau. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.